Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:30 British Summer Time. Today is October 17th. Today was another positive day on stock markets. The majority were in positive territory. The Nikkei was stronger by 1.2%, the Hang Seng by just under 1%. The ASX broke through the 4,500 area, which has been a psychological area of resistance for about the last couple of weeks and has been the upper side of a more than year-long range. And that's very positive indeed. In China, the mainland market continues to be steady, but does need to improve on this performance if it is to break the more than 6 month progression of lower rally highs within the context of what has been a 3 year downtrend. In the ASEAN region, what we're seeing is that the Chinese yuan has strengthened and that has removed pressure from a number of other Asian markets. In terms of their currencies, and we're seeing that the Singapore dollar, Korean won, Filipino peso, and a couple of others are moving into positions of relative strength relative to a number of other regional currencies, but also that the Asian dollar index has rallied impressively and is now at the first area of potential resistance. And there's nothing has happened to really question that this is going to offer anything other than a temporary area of resistance, and that it is more than likely going to be able to push through it in the short to medium term. And given the fact that you have these stronger Asian currencies, particularly against a background where the US dollar has been really quite weak, then that's an additional tailwind for the region's stock markets. And we're seeing an increasing number pushing onto new high ground. Also in the equity markets in here today, Wall Street has finished out on a positive note, but mostly flat. Where the real action has been was in South Africa, where the market moved on to another new high in a dynamic manner. And not least because the mining sector has been a relative strength leader here today, and BHP, Rio Tinto, they've both posted impressive upward dynamics, and the industrial metal complex has been a little bit steadier in here today, and copper was stronger by 4.5 cents in the COMEX contract, nickel by $250, and zinc by 23, and that's it following what has been quite a steep decline over the last couple of weeks. So they're really quite oversold in the short term, and we do appear to be getting at least some relief in that regard. Lumber, having been limit up yesterday, was up by an additional $9.2 in here today. So there's additional evidence that the reaction that has been underway for much of the last month is giving way to additional appetite for risk assets, and we're seeing that a number of developed market stock markets are pushing on to new recovery highs and a number to new highs for the year. The Swiss market in particular is really quite firm and is also breaking through an area, or at least testing an area of lateral resistance following what has been a very impressive advance over the last couple of weeks. And as we have strength in the stock markets, we have corresponding weakness in government bonds. And US Treasuries were weaker today by almost 2 full points. They're as I'm recording, they're down a full point in 25-30 seconds. Eurobonds were down by a full point. Gilts down by a full point. And what we've seen is that there's a great degree of resistance among investors that to recognize that this is an overvalued asset class. And with negative real yields, the value proposition is far from convincing. And that what has been driving these markets is momentum and government intervention. And what we've seen is that over the last week, some of the uncertainty that has been plaguing markets is being resolved. And the Eurozone summit that is occurring this week is likely to come through with some form of resolution on the banking union. The fact that Spain has been offered an additional credit line has delayed the prospect of the country really moving towards a full EU IMF bailout. And additional credit lines do sort of mean that it is getting a bailout by other means. What is quite clear is that the banking sector is going to be given the money that it needs to recapitalize, and that governments that get into difficulty are going to be provided with capital in one way or another. The infrastructure in terms of regulation to allow that to happen will eventually be put in place, but in its absence, and while there is still this question as to how it's going to happen, rather than focusing on the politics, we really should be focusing on the policy. And the policy has been not to allow any bank to default. And when we look at the Eurostoxx Banks Index, then it is really quite impressive, the rally that we've had. And when you look at the FTSE Banks Index, then it's also rallying rather impressively. The US banks were quite weak yesterday, and they need to really turn around in a hurry to offset potential for some additional weakness. But when compared to the diversified financials, there's really quite a contrast, because the diversified financials look much more like the European banks and broke upwards from a little short-term range in the last few days. So with the banking sector looking like it is attracting investor interest and stock markets moving back to positions of relative strength, and clear downward dynamics evident in the treasury markets, and the additional strength in the euro. It's up to 130, 120 now. It's found support in the region of the 200-day moving average, and it's pushing on once more. And a clear downward dynamic now would be required to question potential for additional upside. And when one looks at the euro over the last 5 or 6 years, there has been this incredibly volatile ranging downtrend, and there is nothing to recommend the euro as a particularly strong currency, and it's certainly not in Europe's interest to have a strong currency. But at present, some of the extraordinarily bearish sentiment that was expressed towards the currency is being unwound, and that suggests that there is the possibility, if we do see the politics starting to fall into place, that the euro could rally rather significantly in here before it begins to deteriorate once more. And that is looking like an increasingly likely proposition. And the fact that we have additional strength in the Asian currencies and in Europe would suggest that there is scope for the dollar to weaken in here. And since the strength of the dollar has been one of the things supporting Wall Street, then that also increases the possibility that other stock markets are going to lead this advance. And at present, that has been evidenced by Europe and the ASEAN region, and by a number of the commodity producers. Because with South Africa hitting new highs, and with Mexico very close to new highs, and Australia breaking through lateral resistance, and a number of these industrial metals beginning to find support following steep declines, and the industrial metal miners moving to positions of relative performance, and indeed industrials and the industrial sector picking up the baton of relative performance, and global manufacturers also looking like they're attracting investor interest, then there is the possibility that one of the most unloved asset classes, which have been industrial miners and industrial metals, could be coming in for a fresh round of investor interest in the not too distant future. And with that, it is worth looking at precious metals. Gold today is at $1,750. It was up $2 following yesterday's good advance. We are back into a buying range for the precious metals, and we have entered the accumulation phase of this year-long correction, and we've gone through the distribution phase, and that ended more than 2 or 3 months ago. It suggests that the chances are we are going to see gold pushing through the $1,800 level and indeed onto new high ground within the next 6 months. And if the primary consistency of the last 3 years is to hold true, then it will hit a new high at some point before the end of this year. And if gold is continuing to push to new high ground, then the precious metals generally should also receive a tailwind. And platinum today was stronger by $25, silver by 26 cents, and palladium by over $14. And that's an impressive rebound, particularly for palladium. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening and wish you all the best to all of you.